Back here on KATE, time to talk Northwood Kinzett football. The head coach of the Vikings joins us each week, Dave Capitani. And, Coach, a good afternoon. And, like always, thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you for having us, Aaron.
Now, before we recap the game against Rockford, a homecoming game for Northwood Kinzett, just some quick thoughts. We did not get a chance to touch base with you last week. Back on September 24th, a tough loss to North Iowa, 28-20. Just give us some quick thoughts on that game.
Yeah, it was a real competitive game. I felt like we definitely had our chances, but we just made way too many mistakes, turnovers, couple critical penalties on big plays, and in this league, if you don't play well, you're probably not going to win, because every team is good and every team can beat you, and that was the case, and they're a very good football team, and like I said, we just didn't play well enough.
Dave, let's talk about a game that did go very well last week against Rockford. Homecoming in Northwood, your team went 63-0, 35-0 after the first quarter. I'm assuming a lot of things went right, especially in that first quarter, as you guys go on for a pretty big-time win.
Yeah, and it's just the opposite. We didn't make mistakes. We didn't turn the ball over. We didn't have critical penalties. And Rockford had some issues. They turned it over. They had some snap issues, and it just kind of got rolling that first quarter, and things got out of hand a little bit. But they're a little better football team than that score shows too.
Looking at the scoring and looking at some stats, I'm assuming that you got a chance to maybe put in some backup guys, maybe some guys that have not got a chance to play as much as others. I assume that was the case on Friday?
Yes, sure was.
And that's got to be nice for those young men who put in the work and put in the time to get out there and play in front of the homecoming crowd. So that must have made it even a more special night for your team.
Yeah, it's always fun to be able to, basically get everybody in the ball game. And, homecoming's, like you said, a special night, and usually have a pretty good crowd, and I think it was fun for them, because up to this time most of our games have come down the wire pretty much, and we haven't had a lot of opportunities for some of our younger kids to get in there during a varsity football game.
And Dave, I'm assuming going to the homecoming football team, you must have been pretty proud of the way your team came out, because sometimes, coaches get a little bit nervous on how the team's going to come out with all the homecoming festivities leading up to the homecoming game, and you must have been extremely happy with the way your team came out and played.
Yeah, I was really pleased, and again, sometimes during the week it seems like, we're really struggling with our focus at times, but it usually seems like when it comes game time, the kids are ready to go, and they know that, a lot of the former players are back and watching, and, they want to, show what they're made of, and I thought they played a real nice game.
Now, Dave, before we talk about the matchup coming up this week against the St. Edmund, how does the district look right now when it comes to standings? I know you told us a couple weeks ago your team has to finish in the top three to move on. How are the standings looking as we go into action on Friday?
Well, I haven't really even looked at them that closely. I know Grettinger and Harris Lake Park are tied with one loss. I know we have two losses, and I think Garrigan has two losses. At this point, I think, mathematically, any team in our district could still win the district.
Okay.
Every team in our district is still alive for the playoffs. Everybody's kind of beaten everybody throughout the season. And so, again, obviously our destiny is in our control. If we win our last two games, we'll be in. We, might get in if we lose one, win one. We just kind of depends on what else happens. But like I said, it's been a very, even district for the most part. And you have, certain teams beaten, just like, we beat Harris Lake Park. We lost pretty bad to Grettinger, and Harris Lake Park beat Grettinger bad. So, it's just a lot of it's matchups, you know, some of it's injuries, you know, there's a variety of things that go on. But, you know, right now it's still very much up in the air.
Well, let's talk about a St. Edmund. They're the opponent coming up on a Friday night on the road for Northwood Kensett. They're 2-4 on the season. And you mentioned teams beating each other. They just picked up their second win with a big win against Bishop Garrigan, who you guys are going to get in the finale, which will be one heck of a football game. But talk about what you know about St. Edmund. Again, they're 2-4. Your team's 4-2, but they're coming off a pretty big win.
Yeah, and they've been, you know, this is their first year in 8-man, and I'm sure they've been going through a few growing pains trying to figure some things out. The last couple of weeks, they've played very well. They took Harris Lake Park down to the wire 2 weeks ago. I mean, it was a 7-point game in the fourth quarter, and Harris Lake Park picked off a pass and ran it for a touchdown, won by 2 scores. But it was, you know, real competitive football game. Then they beat a good Garrigan team by 18 points last week. They're a very athletic football team, and they're going to pose, you know, a lot of challenges to us.
7 o'clock tomorrow night on the road, St. Edmund for Northwood Kensett. Again, the Vikings 4-2, the Gaels 2-4 on the season. Dave Capitani, head coach of Northwood Kensett football, joining us here on KATE. And Dave, thank you so much for the time, like always. Congrats on the win last week, and good luck tomorrow night.
All right, well, thanks, Aaron.